Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. We have a... this is pretty hefty, Haley. It's another one.
Great.
Another
great
huge
for you guys.
Double dose of K-pop talk and news and all that stuff, all the good stuff we love and enjoy. Yes, we're going to be talking about concerts, decent amount of concerts, because concerts and tours being announced, concerts and tours happening and stuff going on. And yes, it's going to involve these groups. Someone from BTS, right?
Mm-hmm.
His name is...
Worldwide Handsome.
Oh, yes. And ZB1 we're going to talk about because they have something going on as well. Talking about Le Sserafim, talking about Coldplay, all the stuff that happened at Coldplay, which was pretty crazy. Of course, my fellow Once and my fellow Blinks know exactly what we're talking about with that.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Coldplay. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot.
Oh, boy, Haley.
I was like, what about ARMY?
Well, ARMY, of course, they already know. They have their own like little special section for that.
I totally forgot.
Yes, Rosé was there. Spoiler alert, Haley, because, you know, Haley's really good with that kind of stuff.
Man.
We're going to talk about a little bit of comebacks, a little bit of music videos we checked out. We're going to talk about a little other stuff in between, including G-Dragon, Nexi. TWS, a.k.a. Two Us. BND, Boy Next Door. We're going to talk about a little bit of Baby Monster. We're going to go over Coachella Weekend 2, everything that happened with that. Like I said, Le Sserafim stuff, of course, always with their tour. And also, I did get down to finding out the origins of Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
We finally watched that. And then, of course, some BTS and Stray Kids to round everything off. It's going to be jam-packed. And if you like this kind of jam-packed, crazy episodes, and if you like giveaways, first, you got to like, follow, subscribe. Yes, you heard right first that I am going to announce another giveaway. It's been a while. But make sure you like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday, we have K-pop news updates and all that good stuff with me and Haley, of course. And Haley, where can they check us out?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast, which is where you'll be sending your entries for this giveaway.
Yes, with Coachella going on and Coachella just... Actually, not even
finish.
Going on. Finishing with Coachella finishing up. It was, you know, it was a great time to celebrate, have fun with K-pop, with all the cool K-pop performances that were going on. And of course, you know what that means? I'm going to find a way to give you guys a chance to win something related to Coachella. Even though we were just enjoying it from our homes, the comfort of our couch. I'm sure some of you did the same, if not comfort from your bed or wherever you're sitting. But some of you may have actually went. A couple of listeners did mention that they were at Coachella, including one of our friends. So props to you, because Haley could never anymore.
What do you mean?
Not anymore.
Never,
could never in general.
Ever.
Has never. Although I haven't been in a while. I don't think I would have mind like with how crazy and interesting this lineup was. Honestly, this was a pretty good year for Coachella 2025. If you went, you definitely knew. And let me get away with a giveaway, because the giveaway is going to be, drumroll Haley, a signed Alter Ego Lisa album. Yes, the compact, is it called a compact? Is it, you know, with the
CD?
One. Yeah, well, of course, Haley, the album is always mostly a CD. There's always a CD in there.
Yeah,
but it's the compact kind of thing, right?
Jewel case.
The jewel
is
case.
What they call
Yes, that's the word. Haley got it right. It's the Alter Ego jewel case. The one that was, you know, kind of dropped when Lisa dropped her album you know, announced and did all those pre-orders. I did order an extra one. I ordered it for you guys, and we have it here. And so you'll basically get it for free if you win. All you have to do to enter this Coachella Lisa signed Alter Ego album giveaway is just tell us your Blackpink bias, of course. Which Blackpink member solo album you have been enjoying the most. Because regardless if it's your bias, it might not be your bias. Because Haley is a fine example of this. Haley, who's your bias?
Rosé.
Whose album did you enjoy the most?
Jenny.
There you go. There you go. See, it happens. I mean, you could... Jenny's my bias. I enjoy Jenny the most. So it could be both. So you just let us know for both of that. And last but not least, at least tell us one of the songs or a couple songs, like what you enjoyed from that album that you enjoyed the most. So Blackpink bias, Blackpink member solo album you enjoyed, and give us a favorite song. And also kind of let, well, We'll assume at least from this point, because some of the other times we just have general questions and it sounds like you're just chatting with us, and we have to always double check if you're like,
this is my entry.
Is this for the entry? So, I mean, you can always just throw that in there. At least this time, if you forget, kind of easier to tell, because it's like, this person's telling me they're Blackpink biased out of nowhere. Right. Oh, and they like this album. Oh, and they like this song. So there you go. Then that enters you onto our giveaway, the code. I call it the Coachella Lisa giveaway. Mm-hmm. So there you go. We have had previous winners. If you want, make sure you enter on Instagram. That's the only platform that we use in terms of messaging and DMing us. Send us your entries there with all your information in terms of the three things we ask you. If you win, we're going to do like a random draw. Mm-hmm. We always post it. Our previous winners definitely know this. We send everything with a lot of extras and
fun freebie
gifts and all this cool stuff. So if you get selected, we will DM you directly. This will be running. I will give it till maybe mid-May, maybe early May. So let's put it at that right now. So get all your entries in for this one. Also, one of our listeners did mention this, and Haley and I have actually discussed this amongst ourselves before about like having Q&As during our podcast, like. That would obviously entail you sending us questions and us just answering it.
Yeah, we'd pick some and then answer.
Yeah, like a couple of them. The thing is, Haley, as you already could tell, she kind of is almost over it. And it's a fairly long podcast usually. Is not there mentally by the end of her section.
It's only because I talk so much at work.
Well, I talk so much during this podcast. Yes. And so what we're going to do is we just want to see if anyone has interest in that. If you do have interest, please DM us. Let us know. Many of you do message us. But if you're hearing this and you're interested, please just send us a DM. And if you have a question, just throw it in there, because we're not going to actually do it for this episode. We're just going to gauge based on how many questions, how much engagement people and our listeners and our fellow K-pop Simpson stans want to know.
What kind of questions? It could be about us or K-pop related.
It could be about us too if they want, but it has to have something some type of K-pop element there, right? And of course, if it's not appropriate, we're not even going to rate it or talk. No one's going to even know. But regardless, just ask, let us know if you're interested first in this Q&A, because if you are and we get enough questions, I am thinking of, instead of adding on more shit to Haley for each episode, which she will definitely not want to be down for, I'm thinking of doing separate episodes, like a special Q&A Monday or Sunday episode. Mm-hmm. Just ask, like, maybe just three questions, a really quick, short Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's not
going to
be like an hour.
It's not going to be one of these episodes where it's just a full-on K-pop dose of everything. This is your little shot. It's not even so you don't get a full dose of this. So if that's something you're curious and interested about, just let us know also in our DMs at Permission to Stan Podcast on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I think we should get started now with the actual episode. We're in deep already, 8 minutes, and we are still rolling.
Okay.
Haley, what's the first tour that we have?
I thought they weren't going to even include us in the tour. So ZB1 is going to be doing a world tour 2025 starting in October. And it just says stay tuned.
It includes us?
I think so. Aren't we included in the world tour? I feel like LA is usually included.
And you know what? If you think about it, ZB1 is part of like, you know, Mnet. So with everything going on with are they Wake One also?
Yeah.
Mnet, Wake One, like all that stuff. And of course, we know Mnet is in charge of KCON, and if that means KCON, they've been around the world.
Right.
They go to Germany.
They've
they're going to hit a lot of different stops for their world tour, most likely and hopefully. So fingers crossed for that, fellow Zeros, for that one.
Ricky, I'm coming for you.
Oh, better watch out. He's going to see
Ricky,
me.
Ricky, when I catch you.
He's going to see me holding the American flag again.
Yeah, he'll be so happy.
He didn't look too happy.
I love him.
All right. And there's another world tour announced, surprisingly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect this man to ever tour by himself solo.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was going to pull like a Jisoo and just stay like
in Korea
or something. No. He is worldwide handsome and a worldwide artist that will be touring. Kim Seokjin is going to be touring in his first ever solo tour. Run Seokjin EP tour.
Good for him. Like, I'm really happy that he's doing this. I feel like he saw Hobie having so much fun.
He says he loves coming here, apparently, to America. So how many stops and what's going on? What cities do we have, Haley?
So he's going to be going to Goyang, Chiba, Osaka, Anaheim, Dallas, Tampa, Newark, London, and Amsterdam.
So that sounds like nine stops. That's pretty exciting. Those are some interesting stops. We're just really lucky that we live in the U.S. And he kind of covers like the West, the Midwest, like the East Side.
Yeah, he's even going to Florida. Yeah, that's cool. Because I feel like Florida doesn't get a lot usually.
That's cool.
For Anaheim, or well, here in L.A., he's going to be doing two dates.
Oh, is he not doing two dates for everything?
He is.
Oh.
But I'm just talking about us. He's doing two dates for each of these cities.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, which is amazing. So he's going to be at the Honda Center for LA, and it's going to be July 17 and 18.
You want to do at least the U.S. stops so you can tell the dates?
Yeah, so Dallas is going to be the July 22nd to 23. Tampa is July 26 and 27. And New York is July 30 and 31. So all in July for America. And wow. Then he has like a little July. Oh no, he has like a small break, I guess, and then he goes straight to London August 5th.
Well, good for him. Yeah, so just, I guess what the good thing you should do now actually is help our fellow army, who should already know this, but right. Just in case.
Yeah, so give him some info. If you do want to do pre-sales for his tour, there's information of it all up on Weaver. So his pre-sale is right now at this moment. So, and you have, I think, until...
Or it's not the actual pre-sale. This is registration for the pre-sale.
Registration for pre-sale.
Don't give people heart attacks on the podcast, Haley.
Rewind. So if you want to sign up for his pre-sale membership for the concert...
Army membership.
You have to do it right now. And you have until Sunday, April 27th. So go do that right now. Don't leave it to the last minute because sometimes the time zone times like screw you over. And if you do it like right on April 27th, you'll be fucked over, I feel like. So make sure you just
buy
the army membership first on Weverse and then follow all the instructions there. It's all up on the notice on Weverse for BTS. And it is the BTS membership. Jin doesn't have his own like solo membership, so just get the army one. But make sure if you are doing the US, there is US membership and there's one for global, which will be for like Europe and then the other cities. But yeah, and then the actual date for the pre-sales is going to be Tuesday, April 29th, local time at 3 p.m. And the general sales will be April 30th on Wednesday, 3 p.m. local time also.
I don't think you've mentioned this either, but after you buy the army membership, make sure you actually register because just purchasing it alone doesn't mean that you're entered automatically. After you purchase your army membership on Weverse, always make sure you do the registration form. Always make sure you double check. There's extra stuff. But yeah, so there's going to be a registration form after you purchase the membership, and then you'll know you have applied. It'll tell you, and it gives you a QR code. That's kind of like your confirmation.
Yeah, so it's like
do not learn the hard way. Yeah. Okay, that's us trying to look out for you. All right. Let's go to comebacks and music videos because comebacks, there's a good amount still coming up. We'll probably just cover all the way to the end of April because I don't even think I... Yeah. We'll just do to the end of April, if anything. So April 28th, we have Meow.
Meow.
Their pre-release single, Hands Up. They're going to actually have an album release, their first EP called My Eyes Open Wide. For some reason, I read that as Eyes Wide Open, and that reminded me of Twice.
Fake Eyes Open.
No, it reminded me of Twice, and they're going to also have a music video for that, so kind of looking forward to that. I did like a couple, like I know we're like hating on them because they barely have songs, but
that's... I like Toxic.
That's exactly. I was going to say, Haley, I was going to get...
I love that song.
Oh, you love it. I didn't know you love it.
I play it a lot,
it's a actually really catchy song, so I like it a lot, too. That was like one of the songs that I really enjoyed, but it's just, this is the whole, you know, YG experience. Mm-hmm. Under Black Label, like we've always joked that mostly they're kind of like been like glorified K-pop influencers.
Right. I mean, Black Label is slacking. Look at fucking John Somi. Like, where the hell?
Oh, don't get people started with that one, because all of us are waiting. Like, honestly, I hope she's going to be at KCON or something, too. Oh, speaking of KCON, because we don't have the news here. We didn't add it to our, like, list of stuff. KCON actually started already announcing, like,
hints already.
Which is very surprising. So that's good. That's a good thing.
Praise.
It's just the hints. Who knows when the hell they're going to actually drop the, like, lineup names. Yeah.
But it's still very early, because I feel like they usually do it maybe, like, a month.
Less than a month out sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty bad. So, yeah, props to KCON. Let's see what's going to happen. But, fingers crossed. I mean, hopefully Meow's going to go. Hopefully John Somi's going to go. Let's see what else is going on.
April 28th, also Nexi. Oh, really? Yes. Will be releasing their album.
Oh, really? Spelled like the meme with the owl long ages ago.
And I feel like that's also one of the old BTS albums was called that as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The pictures with the, like, the letters, the red letters.
Yep.
Shit. Okay. See. All right. April. See, I'm an army. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
Exactly which album.
The white background with the red letter O's that are kind of like shiny O's too. Or letters. April 29th, we have 50/50, their title track, Pookie. Third mini album, Day and Night, is going to be dropping. April 30th, we have Kepler, Japanese comeback. It looks like their first EP for Japan, called Against the World. Their title track will be called Yum. Cat's Eye is actually going to have a comeback, finally.
Is this a single? I think it's an album.
It might be a single. Okay. Gnarly. The gnarly dude. I mean, Cat's Eye has been really they've been traveling too globally and doing stuff, so good for them.
Right, they're active.
They're pretty active. We'll actually talk about Cat's Eye later on in another segment. Let's see. Music videos. We did check some music videos out, Haley.
We did. So I think we talked about Anteam last time as well, but they had another video.
I'm like, I told Haley, I was like, am I going crazy? Because I swear this was the video. This was the same song we heard.
It was the same song for Go In Blind, but I think they actually had like an music video with like actual stuff going on. I don't even know what the other one was. Was it a performance video?
I think it might have been some performance thing. Yeah. But so there's an actual music video, of course, their theme and their like whole persona. Are werewolves, so there's wolves.
So cool. There's like animated parts in it too. It was cool.
Also, another video that dropped was Lisa. She did the song Rapunzel, which is also on Alter Ego, which is also the album that you could sign up for on our giveaway for her signed album. Don't forget to do that. If you're going to forget, pause this right now and do it and then get back to the wherever you paused. So it's going to be, it was Rapunzel. It was a Kiki version. Mm-hmm. Because her regular version on the album is, I believe that's the one with
Megan.
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. You're right. So so she's doing the one that it's without the solo version.
Yeah.
Very straightforward music video. She's like Rapunzel. She's like on a tower.
Yeah, she has blonde hair.
And she's singing.
But her
Rapunzel
tower is kind of like money. Like she's standing on a money tower.
Oh yeah, you know how she is.
Yeah.
Drop some money. So that's what happened with Lisa, along with all the stuff going on in Coachella, which is really nice still to see all the Coachella videos slowly being uploaded ish, even though it's not all the songs, which is really dumb.
Right.
Kai, Haley, yes, EXO's Kai.
Wait on Me music video. Yep. It's a good song, actually. I don't
remember. Catchy. Oh, actually, this album's pretty catchy.
Yeah,
it's just funny how he's dressed.
We just like troll on him.
It's just fun to. I mean, he makes it easy, but yeah, it was a really good, good song too. I really enjoyed it. Like even this one,
it has very like Spanish influence. I feel.
Yo, even the music videos, it definitely had to be like filmed somewhere, like some type of like Latin America kind of thing. It was really cool though. I liked the videos, even though like the stuff he was wearing is kind of funny to us for some reason.
Yeah, I don't find him sexy or anything.
It's because I think Haley prefers crop tops on someone named Bang Chan.
And Song Ho.
Oh boy, my. Calm down. that was pretty good. The album was actually not bad. Not gonna lie.
I haven't listened to it.
I listened to some of it, and I still like Adult Swim as funny as some parts are. Like it's just like Adult Swim. Dive in.
Yep.
Oh, it's really catchy. So props to Jenny's ex, Kai.
Oh, God.
Let's see. To Us.
Yeah, so they dropped their music video and their album. The music video is for the song Countdown. It's really funny because, like, when this song started playing, I was like, wait, is this their new album? And I had to check. I had to double check because the beginning sounds like a lot of their other songs, especially, like,
Homeboy does it.
If I Be Your S, Can I Be Your N? Like, I thought that was, like, a remixed version of it.
It sounds like it. And Haley told me that people were actually saying it sounds like they keep re-releasing the same song.
But, like, a remixed
as
version
in,
of
but
it.
But in different, yeah, like...
different fonts, basically. But the thing is, like...
It does.
It
I mean,
does
honestly,
sound like
the,
it.
The beat and yeah. every the tune, oh, my God, it's so similar that it's like you would... You could lie to someone and they will think it's the same song if they don't really pay attention or really care.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, obviously it sounds really good and you know it's a To Us song, but I was like,
oh,
wait.
Oh, it's so obvious it's a To Us song.
Like,
it's just like when you it's like when you know it's an Eswa song. It's like, oh, this is a To Us song.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But, actually, with their album, my favorite song on there is a B-side. It's called... Where is it? It's called Lucky to Be Loved. And I... really like that song because it sounds different from their other songs. But hopefully they have a music video for that later on. Their new album is Try With Us. Go check it out. I feel like To Us does have really good songs, even though it sounds similar. But they're all very catchy and I like their sound a lot.
Oh, right. Mm. Well, I guess, yeah. Since I guess this is a good time to take a break because I thought we were going to take a break right before
but
the
because I was like already, like, it's already talking about the same
okay,
thing.
Okay, okay. I'm on. Just trying to stay organized because I'm
it
trying to figure this out.
I'm still talking about their music video.
All right. Because if you didn't know, yeah, we have notes and we have to make sure it's organized or we don't know what the hell is going to happen or going on the whole episode. But that's for us to worry about and for you to take a water break, a bathroom break, or whatever you need to. And don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. To the Permission to Stand podcast, wherever you're tuning in, because we are pretty much available on almost all or, you know, like 90%-ish of podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out? What can they do there?
You can find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And please DM us there and also send your giveaway entry for Elisa's alter ego jewel case signed version
extravaganza
giveaway. So tell us your Blackpink bias, which Blackpink solo album that
you've been enjoying, right?
And then what song you like from that album.
Yes. Let's continue on. Looks like we got a little bit of the king of K-pop himself over here. Just a little smidge.
Yeah, a small little tidbit for G-Dragon. So he did officially announce his Lightstick name. If you guys don't know, his Lightstick was released, I think, like a month ago. And it looks like a daisy because that's what his brand Peace Minus One. He's always known for having like that daisy logo. And so his Lightstick is also a daisy. And the name of it is Day-G. So Day-G, which is how you say daisy in Korean.
Oh, Day-G. I didn't know that, really?
Yeah, like in English.
That's genius.
Like
oh, this
it's
guy
so
is
smart.
So, he's so clever.
Wow.
I wonder if he asked Daesung to help him.
I don't think so. I feel like G-Dragon's pretty good
Day-G.
At this stuff. Day-G.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay, interesting.
So
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Day-G, and it's like the day of the week, and then G for G-Dragon.
Exactly.
That's genius.
Yep.
We saw it on sale, actually, in the wild.
We did.
It was really cool. At one of the K-pop shops in the K-Town here.
I wanted the one that has, like, the Lightstick holder, which is a flower
pot. Which is a flower pot.
But it's sold out.
I didn't... So, like, is it... So, they sell the pot separately, or do they sell the pot with the flower?
They sell one with the flower pot and the Lightstick together. That one is sold out. You can buy the regular one without the holder, which I want.
Why
the
would
pot.
They even? Why would he even sell it without
because
the pot?
Some people don't. They want to save like $20. You know?
I don't know. Get it with a. There's a reason why the pot is sold out. Like what the fuck?
I don't know. I mean,
be together in one
event when they re-release more. I guess.
I guess.
But yeah, moving on. So next Z, which are basically Stray Kids' baby brothers in the Japanese side, I guess.
Oh, I keep forgetting they are like the Japanese side.
They
but what
are.
About what about what's the other one that I'm trying to think about? Like, oh, is this the one that's Nizu? This is
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. They are. Never mind. Yeah.
So Nexi. So they just came out with their own skazoos.
Oh no.
They're called
no.
Nexus.
Nexus. Oh gosh. Let me check our birds. I just heard.
Okay. Yeah. So
one of our babies crying.
They're called Nexus. So which is so similar to skazoos. And each of the characters kind of look like skazoos as well. So they're animals. We have Tomoya with the penguin. We have Yu, and I think his is a black wolf. And then Haru is polar bear. Sogyun, I think his is a fox cat thing. I can't really tell what that is. Seita is a deer. Huey is a chipmunk. And Yuki is an otter. They're all really cute. They do have a teaser or like a video for the Nexus up on YouTube if you want to check them out. They're cute, obviously, because skazoos are so cute. So they're basically following in their footprints.
I mean, it's a little obvious, you know, because it's zoo at the end.
I know,
like,
it's so cute.
Skazoo, which
I
is
love
interesting.
It. It's cute.
It really solidifies them as like the baby brothers, I guess. But
yeah,
Japanese,
yeah.
What's the other? Oh, Kickflip is the other one. The other like
JYP
group. That's not just Japan.
No,
like,
yeah, they're the Korean
Kickflip.
Group.
And they'll be at, aren't they going to be at
Lollapalooza?
What the fuck? Okay.
I'm sad.
So do you think Kickflip is going to be called Kick Flip Poo?
Flippity Poos.
Oh boy, I really hope it's not that.
Flippity Zoo.
Let's see. The next thing you have here. Oh, Haley, it's you again.
Yeah.
And your other. Oh, do you remember these guys?
I do. My God, I've been waiting for them. What do you mean? Do I remember them? So Boy Next Door, they finally released some concept videos and concept photos for their new album that will be coming out next month. What was cool and interesting, I mean, we do already know that Taesan, Una, and Jaehyun are, like, very heavily involved in writing lyrics for some of their songs, but for this whole album, they wrote the lyrics for all the songs, which is so
That's
cool.
Impressive.
They don't make the music,
so
like
they're not,
Three
they're,
Racha.
They're like a half of a...
Half of
they're
Three
a baby
Racha.
Half version of Three Racha.
Yeah, so they write all the lyrics, which I think is amazing already.
I mean, you
as
gotta get
is.
Started and do something, right? Like,
yeah.
That's pretty nice.
So their fourth album is called No Genre. There's gonna be 7 songs, 6 new ones. Joke. 5 new ones because... Oh, no, wait. Sorry. 6 new ones because the other one we've already had, the Anyways... Why do I always say that? I always say the anime name. If I Say I Love You, we've already had...
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking about the anime one. So the other tracks are 1, 2, 3-7, 8. I Feel Good, Step by Step. Oh my God, I can't read this. Is That True? Next Mistake and I Feel Good. English version. So they have an English song on there, which is really cool. Also, Taesan has red hair. I feel like a lot of these groups.
Breathe, Haley.
I'm sorry. He looks really good. I'm just biased because I like a lot of the idols that dye their hair red.
I don't know if you've noticed, I am very partial and biased towards idols with red hair as well.
And pink hair.
Very much so red and pink hair. Pink hair is obvious because Haley, always, like for majority of the time I've ever known her, has just had mostly pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
But the red hair, I mean, Yunjin, hello.
Right.
She's like number one for me in terms of that. Even... freaking Jennie when she did Ruby,
uh-huh.
You know, there's the red hair. Even Ahyeon had red hair, like, in the beginning a little bit. I feel like a lot of them, like, red hair-wise, like, I don't know, everyone looks good with red hair. Obviously, we can't forget the main protagonist who looks like he's from Jujutsu Kaisen when Bangchan had his, like, red-pink hair.
Oh, my God. But, obviously, I'm thinking about Hyunjin.
Oh, well, of course, yeah.
With
Hyunjin
that
had,
iconic
Hyunjin
red
had
hair.
Had super red hair, yeah.
And then, same with Ricky. Also
oh,
had red
course.
Hair and Taesan, but their hair color is all the same kind of red. It's very, very bright red. Actually, Wonbin from Rise has red hair right now as well. So I'm just like, oh my God.
It's cool. Like, yeah, yeah. So really we have an affinity for colored hair. It just seems like.
I mean, obviously not everyone can pull it off, but I think
if you're a K-pop idol, most likely, like at least 90%.
90% of the time. Because
we won't say every K-pop idol might not be able to pull it off.
Right.
Oh, even girls. I think even Ning Ning had red hair. I'm just trying to remember. I'm like.
So did Yuna.
Oh yeah, duh. Yuna had red hair too. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of them actually. Ryujin has red hair right now.
Does she?
I think. Am I going crazy? I'm pretty sure.
But is it that bright red hair? Or
no, it's some like type of red. It's like a deep red. Yeah, if anything.
I'm talking about the bright okay, red hair.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about just red hair.
No, I'm being about inclusive
of everything.
Ronald McDonald hair. That's your transition.
Oh, thank you. Good job, Haley, because Ronald McDonald, if you're not familiar, is the mascot of McDonald's, and Haley's transition is to my part where I bring up Baby Monster has a collaboration. Mm-hmm. I guess they're brand ambassadors for McDonald's in Hong Kong.
Why not here, bitch?
Why not anywhere else in the world? No, just Hong Kong. They've been having a lot of really cool promos, though. They had promos like lined up on like almost all the different platforms for social media, all kinds of different video clips of them eating this chicken sandwich with like
fucking good.
It looks great. Not biased because of the girls eating it.
No, we love McDonald's.
But I also love the girls that were eating it, and they do the extra crunch sound. Even though I'm 100% sure that is not how it sounds like when you take a bite
definitely
out of it.
Not.
But yeah, it's really cool. So it seems like in Hong Kong, you can get this special meal. It comes with that chicken sandwich, and it also comes with one of the fucking coolest, craziest things ever, a full McDonald's special photo card set. Mm-hmm. Like, it's each member, and it's like them obviously like holding something from McDonald's. It's like a full set.
BTS.
Oh my, yeah, you know what? How could we even forget that? That was iconic
they were
too.
The first one.
But yeah, this one is, oh man, it's not fair. I'm about to hop onto a plane to Hong Kong just so I could get this damn meal, Haley.
I have Jungkook and his chicken nuggets.
We do, we have it.
And Tay with his french fries.
Yes, we do. I forgot. Oh, grails.
I remember someone flex those. Wanted to like trade Jungkook's one for Jimin, because Jimin is obviously my bias, but I was like, oh my god, but I kind of love the one with Jungkook and
hell
the chicken nuggets.
I have, another food thing that I have recently is, I think, I have Yuna eating, like, this fried chicken from one of their, like, ITZY's, like, promo things, too. So I think I, like, have an affinity for,
what
like,
Oishi?
And the Oishi cards. Oh, yeah.
With Twice.
Like, I have the Limona, and I have some of the Oishi cards, you know, when they did
the
food
snacks,
collaboration
yeah.
snacks. I think it's the one with Oishi is a Filipino brand. One of our friends actually hooked it up. Shout out to Rocky. He gave us a couple of those too. And then the other one was like Limona, which is like the drink they use for like a
vitamin C
immunity booster in like Korea. So I have that set. And I think I have some other random stuff too. I mean, shoot, I really wish. Like, because I really, you know, I like the promos that they did, because I remember now, Haley, mm-hmm. they had products with the McDonald's ones from BTS and like
New
all
jeans.
The different. Don't.
I'm sorry, but they had a cool
don't
one.
Don't go. Oh.
They had a cool one with McDonald's. I was obsessed.
That was really good too. But I'm like, just like the promos in general are really cool.
Yeah.
So that's why like McDonald's, it matched really well too, especially Baby Monster's colors are black and red.
Right.
And so they use the red and yellow with the, you know, for McDonald's and like their background for a lot of the different videos, like had like a red background and it matched like the actual, you know, theme and color way of the actual group. So it was really cool and looks really cool. You'll probably have come across it if you're a K-pop stan. Like, it's probably somehow made it to your algo. So you'll definitely end up checking it out eventually, one way or another.
Do those sauces expire from McDonald's? I still have some from the BTS meal.
Not just BTS meal, we also have the Rick and Morty sauces still.
And the ones Jujutsu Kaisen.
And Jujutsu Kaisen. I
was like,
you know,
expire?
Fuck it. I don't, it never expires because it's so, it's so like processed.
Oh gosh.
That it'll never expire. So yeah, we actually have those. Damn, thinking about it, I'm like, I want to see that photo card of the McDonald's ones that we have again, because those are really cool.
Them.
Aren't they weird sizes
them.
Too?
They're a little bit bigger.
They're like
bigger.
A little bit bigger for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh yes. With that said, I think before we get started with our Coachella recap and everything going on there, I think it's time for everyone to just take another quick break, some water, some hydration of whatever you decide to choose. And don't forget to use that bathroom break. And like, follow, subscribe while you're doing all this, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We're available pretty much on almost all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes, and you could, of course, submit your entries and DM us and message us there. Now let's move on to Coachella Weekend 2 down in the books for 2025. Mm-hmm. We did catch most of the streams live this time around, too.
Yes.
Lisa, of course, started off the weekend for us. It's nice to see that she used different outfits.
Yeah.
All of them did eventually.
Yeah, they changed outfits.
Her outfits were still really cool, though. It's like different colored versions of
the previous week. Yeah, it's a different colorway. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I really liked it.
Instead of that gray predator outfit, she was wearing a red version. A
red predator. Ooh. Oh, she could be my predator.
Demon.
I don't even know. That sounded weird.
Dante.
I was like, try to help me out, Haley.
She just looked like a demon.
She had that cool white outfit too.
Which white outfit?
I don't know, the one where she was singing. Your favorite part.
Oh, the one that lights up.
And it's, yeah, your favorite part when she's live singing.
Where she can't sing, you mean?
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Are you? What are you talking about? You want to elaborate?
So, like, I don't know. As a Blink, and I'm sure Blinks all know this, except for the Delulu ones who think that she can sing. I love Lisa, obviously, but that girl can't sing live.
Like, she struggles with
she
it.
She struggles a lot.
Maybe she's too excited.
She can rap. No, it's not even that she's excited. She can rap really well, but singing-wise is not her strong point. Just go check it. I don't remember the name of the song, but she's in this, like, floral, like, outfit, and she's sitting down on the ground.
And like, on the steps.
On the steps.
Of her stage.
Of her stage, and, yeah. When I showed Jogo, because Jogo could hear me from the room, because I was doing my nails when I was watching the stream, and I was like, oh my god, she can't sing. And then Jogo wanted to, like, he heard me. And then I rewound the part, and I was like, just listen. I mean, what is your opinion of it?
When you showed it to me, I was like, oh. I was like, I still love her performances. I mean, she likes to dance.
She has
great energy. She knows how to perform live. It's good, though, because you have to be able to make up for, like, you know, your weaknesses, right? And you can't be too perfect, unless you're Jenny. But I'm just kidding. Right. But, overall, another awesome performance.
Obviously, she puts on a great show.
Everyone just has a great time, and she looks like she's having a great time. Obviously, her backup dancers having the time of their lives.
Yeah, she's grinding up on them.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, for weekend two, Frederick Arnault was there.
Yeah,
and he gets to see all of this front and center. He was
she's a performer. Come on.
And then now you'll never hear from that backup dancer again.
No.
So Frederick Arnault was actually there watching Lisa for weekend two. Mm-hmm. It was Rosé. Rosé was at weekend one.
Yes.
Watching Lisa. This time, Jenny was there. So Jenny was catching Lisa, and she was actually next to Frederick Arnault, mm-hmm. like, for a little bit. Then, like, Jenny had to take off and went somewhere, like, I think a little bit.
She watched Zed?
Maybe. Actually, I'm not sure. I think she did, though. But, yeah, so she kind of did that. No, Zed is after her.
Oh,
Haley.
Yeah, never mind. But she
Hello.
Did watch him.
Yeah, but let's stay on track. Wrong. Stay focused. You're not looking at your phone. That's why you don't
I'm
know.
Not. Okay.
So yeah, Fred and was there, Lisa, who knows what happened to that backup dancer if we ever hear from him again.
He's joking off.
Let's see. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, we had Enhypen. Enhypen, of course, always having a great time, always performing, you know, with the live band now, which I'm telling you, game changer. It makes everything sound awesome.
Of course.
The crazy part was for them, actually, Haley actually showed me a video. Mm-hmm. And actually, okay, so I have two different counts of this. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of the K-pop performances, like, there's been a lot of backlash at, like, K-pop fans for Coachella. And, I mean, it's very understandable.
It's rightly so.
So what's going on is a lot of these, you know, the K-pop fans and biases, they come early to all, you know, to that stage where their group is going to be performing.
Yeah.
For Enhypen, this is what happened. Someone released a video of it going on. So there was a DJ set. I don't even know the DJ's name, like, before leading up to it. And, like, the whole, like, I'm telling you, like, the first, like, few hundred people, like, it's, like, almost, like, 10 rows, if not more, of people back. like during the DJ set, like when they pan from the DJ to the crowd, everyone's on their phones looking down, just zero energy.
Nothing.
Everyone's just either sitting down, looking at their phones, not even paying attention. Yep. And that looks so bad.
It sucks, guys. At least, what the fuck?
At least, like, just is wrong fucking, with you? Just fake it. Just look like you're enjoying it and stuff. It looks so horrible. Yeah. So obviously, like, come to find out, this is obviously on Saturday. And of course, you could see, like, engines because there's some light sticks.
It was for Enhypen.
So it looked really sad. It was really, really bad. One of our listeners did run into mm-hmm. that and saw it and actually brought it up to us. Actually I met him too. Like he was met him when we went to Baby Monster and we saw them at the Grand Museum. Shout out to, I believe his name is Alfredo. I hope I'm not getting that
butchering his name.
I'm not even butchering. I hope I'm just remembering it correctly. But yeah, so he even told us that he was there for Weekend 2 and he saw it like live. It was crazy to see, like, you know, how that all looked and everything.
I don't know. It's very disrespectful. It is.
It's super disrespectful.
Yeah.
To the artists. And of course, like, if you think about it, you probably, if you ask your K-pop idols and artists if you have like a chance and they hear about it, you think they would appreciate that? I don't think they would like that either. It kind of sucks.
Right.
So at least just like, at least during the sets, just stand up or wave or like move your body to the fucking music or something. Mm-hmm. Everyone was literally just standing there or like sitting and then just on their phones, like zero, like zero attention, not even looking at the DJ.
No, they were just looking down.
Oh, so fucking embarrassing. It was so then the people bad. Who are like vibing and stuff, you could see like midway through, they're just in the back watching, paying attention and like
the actual fans like of the of that DJ.
I know. So I mean, that's kind of, I'm worried that, you know, with this in mind, like they might talk about it and might rearrange stuff in terms of K-pop for like the upcoming years. It'll be horrible though, because what if they put all K-pop in one stage? That's gonna be the fucking worst, because everyone is gonna be they're camping and like, it's, oh, I don't even want to think about it.
I hope they won't do that, but feel like...
That was crazy, and that was really sad. We'll find out next year, right? Let's see. Let's move on now to Sunday, the last day of Weekend 2. We have Jennie and XG for these days. Mm-hmm. What can I say? Jennie, she killed it. She looks amazing. She looks fantastic.
She can sing live.
Oh, I didn't say it. I know she... Here's the thing. I know Jennie can sing. I know. Oh, for a fact, Rosé can easily sing live. Haley, I know Jennie can rap.
Yeah.
Jennie has good energy. It's just fun watching her live because I feel like, especially on her solo stuff, she's just smiling.
Yeah,
she's so smiley faced right now. It's just amazing and fantastic to watch as like a Ruby or Capybara, you know. So just enjoying that. The cool part for Weekend 2, we got a little special dance break. She performed solo.
Yeah.
Like the, solo the, her her
name
track
of the song solo yeah,
which, you know, she was the first member to have a solo track in general. This is, I think, dropped like in
a long
fucking
time ago.
This is 2018 or 2017, like it's so long ago. Maybe it was even 2019. I'm 100% sure, but I just couldn't believe it. It was cool because I thought she was gonna do the whole song, but no, you know, it was like a little 10 seconds if anything. But it was a nice treat. It's cool that when they mix it up and do something a little different for the next set, like for the upcoming week, right? So Weekend 2 has its own special things to talk about. Oh, and we didn't get Dante Jennie this week. We got the Matrix Jennie.
Yeah, we did. She was in black.
Her black trench coat and everything. Look really cool. Of course, she's wearing her glasses, so she looks like she's definitely from the Matrix. Or you could maybe from the Terminator. Who knows? Either or. I got a shout out to the camera, like whoever's in charge of like doing the camera editing, unless it was like the actual people holding it. They do a fantastic job, as much as we complain about anything not from Korea. Like, they did a good job for Coachella.
Do you think they're from Korea?
They could have. I mean, at this point, I wouldn't put it against them. They did a really fantastic job. Yeah. It was cool because, like, for Zen again, for Jennie's song Zen, they did that during that... Like, they actually, like, shake it. Like, it's really good. Like, they do an incredible job with the camera. So, shout out to the camera people for Weekend... Or for Coachella in general, actually. Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, yeah, for Jennie, Haley did point out, like, oh, her bra strap keeps coming off.
I only noticed that because I know how annoying that is. Like, if you're wearing, like, a dress, like a sleeveless dress or, like, a tank top, and your bra strap keeps falling down. And I must, it's so, because I kept seeing her trying to, like, put it back up, like, in between, like, dances. But it kept falling down. I must have been, they should have, like, secured it more. Because, like, her other side was secured, but that one kept falling. But Joko didn't even notice because he thought it was part of the outfit.
I thought it was part of the outfit. It looked cool. It was pretty hot and cool and, you know, a little tempting, like a little tease.
Oh, my God. It's annoying, though.
I could tell. You could look at it. Every time she brought it up, then she's like, yeah. Eventually, sometimes she's like, fuck it. But, yeah. So, I mean, that was like one of the things Haley noticed. Obviously, she would notice something like that. Also, I guess we can move on because, I mean, all I have to say is just her vocals are so good.
Right.
Like, yeah. When she actually, it's nice to hear it when she's actually singing, when she's actually rapping. Of course, you could tell some moments when they're like, you know, like they're in the moment, they're like excited. So it's not exactly matching the backtracks, but it's still like good. Like it's adjusted accordingly kind of thing. And then XG, last but not least, they switched to red outfits this time.
They did. They're not red fluffy outfits.
Red fluffy outfits versus their white interesting ones. Mm-hmm. Also, Kokona. Her hairstyle. She looked like she's from Hellraiser.
Yeah, because she had all those
she had like little jewels right on her head. Yeah. She looks like Hellraiser mixed with like the cute, creepy baby. Tinker baby from like Toy Story. The one that's like a spider. Baby. Yeah. That's cool. We all like that spider baby. But yeah, so she's they had her with that outfit. It was pretty crazy, mm-hmm. to be honest. Like it looked more like, it reminded me of like Hellraiser, which is like that horror movie because you know, it was like red jewel. So it's like, looks like kind of like blood and stuff. Yep. And they also made some adjustments.
They
Haley.
Did indeed.
Weekend one, we talked about how windy it was by the time they were up and like they were struggling and fighting for their lives against that wind.
Yep.
Not to mention Juria. She looked like Cousin It from.
Yeah, her hair was going everywhere.
From the Addams Family. So she was like, her hair was like covering her face. This time, they made the obvious adjustment, and she probably asked for it herself.
They tied back her hair in a ponytail and gelled down her bangs.
Oh, yeah. She's like, make sure this shit does not move.
Yeah.
I want it like fucking concrete. So that's what happened with that. And, of course, the major thing with the wind, the issues, were the umbrellas. So guess what, Haley?
They have no umbrellas, and they took out the song In the Rain,
which they use for the umbrella. Yeah. So they made a good adjustment. So it's a good
they
call.
Did.
Even though like you
I
could
don't think it, was
it wasn't as windy this time, but
you never know.
They don't want to risk it. Yeah. Especially after what happened last time. Like I said, it was like really like it was kind of sad to see because it's like secondhand embarrassment and also just feeling sorry and also distracted. Right. Seeing like the backup dancers and all the umbrellas
struggling.
Oh, man. So they took it out, but they added mascara.
Yeah. Because
me, Haley and I were like, wait a second. Because she saw when Kokona was rapping, right? Is that when you noticed
it? Yeah, I was like, wait, I don't remember Kokona rapping, like, at all. Like, because she did it in such, like, a deep voice. And I was like, whoa, did they perform this last weekend? And they didn't. So they added mascara.
So that was definitely added. It was a good adjustment. They replaced it with, obviously, In the Rain. And I mean, overall, XG always does really good with their performances vocally. Like
their vocals are amazing. They can fucking sing.
Okay, so like the thing that we'll knock on is always the transition because there's a lot of quiet downtime in between their sets, which is like weird for like a festival because it's just like kind of awkward quiet sometimes, like longer than it probably should be.
And they did this for their concert too.
And it's like, hello? You know, some concert. It's fine when it's like you're touring your concert. Like we've had a crazy awkward silence for Blackpink, right?
Remember? Yeah,
yeah. So, but I'm talking about like Coachella because, like, look at like it's a different. You have like a really, it's such a smaller time frame.
There's always
and
like,
you need to make the most of it. And it's like a non-stop and hyping non-stop. Jenny,
right.
She's
always on stage.
Jenny and Lisa, like non-stop. Like even Lisa has crazy outfits.
She does have crazy outfit changes,
but they transition
too.
It really well. Like you can
super quick.
You could try to transition it. I feel like that would make it better. Is what I would say for like XG. Oh, here, okay. Like I know we were bashing on Lisa about her like her singing, right?
Yeah.
Live singing. Mm-hmm. Fine. I could knock on Jenny. Jenny is like has like. Like gets tired easily. Like so she gets really winded and she like you could hear her breathing and she looks like she's getting tired. There you go.
Which
see?
Is normal.
Which is cute to me actually too.
She didn't even get off stage barely.
No, she was on the whole time and you could tell she's getting tired. Even our friends like our friend Han was saying like, man, Jenny was like winded.
Poor
I was like,
thing, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that's normal. That's usually how she is.
But
like,
isn't she like that, though? She's always
she's,
been like
that's
that.
That's why.
Yeah.
She's always been like that. But it, the
like
amazing
part
is
her health.
That's just part of her. That's just who she is. But she still sticks with it, and she performs really well when she has to. I mean, that's a true professional, just like how Lisa handles her weaknesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back to XG. XG, man, like, it's crazy because, like, I think their backtracks, it's there, but it's so, it's lower.
It's really low.
But so you really hear them singing. Like, man, their vocals. Like, if you didn't listen to XG or you've never heard them live, like, their vocals. That's what I, for sure, like, I feel like they're known for.
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, you know their mics are on, basically.
Mics are definitely on. Then, you know, like, the whole weekend was pretty fun. Zed, it's crazy because, like, I used to see Zed when I used to go clubbing and all that shit in Vegas back in college days. And, like, right after I graduated and I was, like, with my first nursing jobs, we'd get a table and all that shit. So it was cool seeing him. And when he performed our song from
Clarity.
our generation, Clarity, everyone went crazy. It was pretty cool. And his set was crazy because,
yeah,
like,
looks
it looked
so
like a
cool.
church, like the way that they used
like stained glass.
The stained glass stuff. That was really cool. Like how
lasers.
They did the lighting and stuff for the different panels for the screens. It was really, really cool. Like Haley mentioned earlier, Jenny was in the crowd. Mm-hmm. They even took pictures together.
Yeah.
You know, another performance that quite shocked me. I was not even familiar with this artist, Benson Boone.
Mm.
He performed a really amazing rendition of. Not even like a rendition. It was actually just
song.
Like a, it was the actual song.
Yeah.
He did a cover basically of Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's a long song.
By Queen. That's a long song. But
we always sing that.
For karaoke.
Yeah.
Isn't it that was impressive.
His vocals are fucking crazy.
He looks just like, what's his, I forgot the front man's name.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury for Queen. Like, oh man. The way he did it, he had like the open chest like thing.
Mm-hmm.
He had the hair, so you got to give props when he has like chest hair. And they had the actual guitarist from Queen perform with him.
That's so cool.
It was cool, man. Yep. If you haven't checked that out, you should just check it out. Like because that's what Coachella is about. Just enjoying music. As a music lover and enjoyer, just check that out.
I need to actually watch Lady Gaga's.
Oh, yeah.
Hers was
we
amazing.
I saw some clips. It looked freaking,
it
was fucking
it.
Awesome. Her stage was crazy also. And just a little last part over here, not really related, but so Mion and Sana had that crazy show that I told you. They went to Guam on their like looks like a fucking honeymoon date that they went on. But it was funny because Mion actually posted, they're like doing, you know, like late posts from this actual trip. Mion posted on Instagram with her and Sana and they used the song Twin by Jenny, which of course, because Mion and Sana are like, look like sisters kind of thing. So that was pretty fun.
The photo that looked like a pregnancy announcement.
Oh, I
love.
I don't even know if it was that one, but if you didn't see that one, that was fucking awesome. It looked like Sana was pregnant and they're like announcing their pregnancy.
Oh boy.
I think it's a good time to take one more break. Actually, maybe I'll take another one after this. A break, some get some water, stay hydrated, and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe to the Permission to Stand podcast.
What you said.
Haley, we're going to check us out. What can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand podcast. And if you want to DM us, please message us there. And while you're at it, enter our giveaway for Lisa's Ultra Ego signed jewel case edition. Tell us who your Blackpink bias is. Who is your favorite Blackpink solo album at this moment, and what are your favorite songs from that album?
Easy. Jenny. Like Jenny. No, actually I like Zen. I just wanted to say Jenny three times and hoping that she'd magically appear in front of us. All right. Let's move on. Le Sserafim. We're here. We're finally here. So Le Sserafim, I got my membership kit from them finally.
Mm-hmm.
Took forever. I didn't even open it yet. I'm excited to get that and see what happens. Hopefully it actually uses our membership stuff for
it
signing
will.
Up for the pre-sales. I mean, Hybe kind of does that. So I'm really fingers crossed for that. Before we get to like their tour, because we'll talk about some tour stuff after, I do want to kind of cover this Wired episode with Le Sserafim where they did ask questions. We got the origin of Jennifer. Ha Yunjin Jennifer. We'll kind of get to that when we get there. But so they kind of, you know, just asked most search questions on like I guess it looked like Google kind of
thing. Yeah, like people, just random people, I guess, whoever's searching them.
Yeah, they probably just, yeah, you probably look at the count and see what they're asking for. So I think Chaewon was kind of like, or actually, no, I think Yunjin was holding it first. Either way, they did as a group, then they did like each member, right? So they started out with most popular song, Haley. Do you know what it is?
Easy?
Crazy.
Oh, Crazy.
So Crazy is the most popular song. I mean, this is all, I think, recorded before Hot came out. So Crazy would be the one. And they were just impressed with how popular Crazy is. I mean, it's a good song. Hardest dance move for their choreo.
Oh, I don't know.
Actually, surprisingly, Yoon-jae answered first. It's Come Over.
Really?
Yeah, and then a lot of them said Easy is not easy.
Oh, yeah, well, that one doesn't look easy.
Easy is not easy is, like, one of the funny ones that they were saying. But they kind of went back to Come Over. And then the reason why, like, Yoon-jae brought it up, and then, like, Yunjin was, like, talking and kind of agreeing with her. They're saying that there's, like, no chance to breathe.
Mm.
It's just interesting because I like their dance. It's so, like, cute, right? It's, like, weird. It's, like, that has that weird aesthetic kind of, like, that... I don't know what it is, this 90s dance move or 80s
like
thing.
Aerobics.
Yeah, like, so it's interesting that, like, they have no chance to breathe is what they said. And then, and also, you know, the song starts with a split in the air, mm-hmm. like Hyunjin said. What do they do on their day off? What Haley does? Nothing.
The best.
Or they get hot pot.
That's a good too.
What do they eat? Hyunjin is always a fan of fruit and Greek yogurt.
Oh, of course, she says it in her song.
The song says Greek yogurt, and of course,
I could eat Greek yogurt for the rest of my life.
So that's literally her, and she's being completely honest because Hyunjin wears herself on her sleeve. And then it's funny because she said that, and then Yoon-jae is laughing like, "Yeah, that's all you eat."
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other three members. Mind you, Sakura is not in this one. It's Chaewon, Hyunjin, Yoon-jae, and Kazuha. So the other three members that are not Yunjin, guess what it is, Haley? Rice.
Oh, yes. I eat rice all the time.
All right. And then let's see. They started with Chaewon questions. This was a pretty funny-ass question. And all of them were like, they all died. They're
oh
like,
my God.
Question number one for Chaewon. Why is Kim Chaewon the leader?
Yes,
They were laughing, too. They're like all dying. And then Chaewon just has this like blank like laughing face. She's like... Oh my God. She's like, kind of like, oh God, here we go. She said, well, first, Chaewon's just like, well, I was just picked.
They just picked me.
They picked me. Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Then she was just trying to be nice and be a good leader and saying, like, you know, I love my members, all that. But the real answer was, they just picked me.
Mm.
And also because Sakura said,
nope.
If you don't remember this, Sakura said that one of her agreement terms to Le Sserafim was she's not the leader.
Yeah, because she's though the she's oldest. Older,
she's
yeah.
like, I'm done. I don't want to be the leader. So there you go. Chaewon was the only other option from that point when they got signed up initially. Does Kim Chaewon have dimples, Haley?
I don't know. Does she?
The answer is because they all looked at it because they didn't know either. Yunjin was like, nope.
Yeah.
So nope, she doesn't have. Favorite song, Come Over. So I guess
like
they really
one.
Like that song. She loves it as much as they hate
they
not being
to
able to breathe.
It?
No, it seems like she genuinely liked
okay.
it. Oh, that's a good... You're right. What if she was kidding? No, she was pretty honest with that one. Representative animal. She is the baby cheetah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, her like... I was going to say they're Skazoo versions. What is it?
Fim's Club.
Yeah. Fim's Club. She's a cheetah. So yeah, that's her animal. All right. Then I think they moved on to Yunjin. We got the origin story, people.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know because I thought it was okay. I thought like it was her American name, like
right.
her legit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
American
too.
Name. So why is Ha Yunjin called Jennifer? This is what happens. Yunjin just explained to us that she was actually born in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like her sister Rachel was born in America. That's why Rachel has an actual American name.
Yeah.
We just thought Yunjin was just like her. Like Jennifer was the American name for Yunjin.
Yeah.
So, actually, it's not her actual legal name, her American name.
Mm-hmm.
Although her parents, I guess, technically named it her because what happened was her parents were at one of those, like was probably traveling and
yeah.
then got them souvenirs when they were traveling. And when you're in America, there's a lot of souvenir stores where they have, like, license plates
with
your
name.
Mm-hmm. You know, like little license plates, like almost like a keychain tag kind of thing with her name. So they grabbed one for Rachel, but... They couldn't find one for Yunjin.
Obviously.
Obviously, you will not find Yunjin as a name. So they opted to just, they're just like, oh, I'm just going to, let's just get this one, Jennifer. Because, I mean, Yunjin has, like, you know, Jen in it. But also, apparently, Yunjin said her parents love Friends. And obviously, that means Jennifer Aniston.
Rachel. Is that why they called her sister Rachel?
Oh, I didn't even, that did not click. Is that why?
That must be why.
Rachel from Friends. And Rachel is played by Jennifer Aniston.
That has to be it. There's no other fucking reason.
You can't see this on the podcast, but my eyes are dilated and wide open.
I just blew his mind. But yeah, I think that's, oh my that's what God, it is.
Rachel and Jennifer.
Yep.
Oh,
because her parents love Friends. There you go.
Oh my God. So yep. That's the origin. Her name was just because her parents liked the name Jennifer and picked it as a souvenir token from their trip. And it just kind of stuck that her name is Jennifer also. Although I don't think legally it's included there as well. And it's crazy because all the members thought the same as us. They thought it was her real name too.
Like American, yeah.
So no one actually, even her fucking members, they didn't even know this origin story.
Because they're like, Mom?
Only the family, like literally her family, like and her sister and probably like, you know, very close family members knew about this. Blew my mind. So that's the origin of Jennifer. Just some freaking souvenirs.
Everybody loves Friends, I guess.
And everyone loves Friends. But the Rachel and Jennifer thing blew my mind, Haley. Good job.
Yeah, I just thought of that right now. I was like, wait a second.
That is crazy. Yeah, and Rachel is Yunjin's younger sister. And she was at Coachella, too. Mm-hmm. She was posting a lot of pictures. Second question was, can she drive? Yunjin, yes. She said, theoretically, she can drive. She likes driving slowly. And theoretically, she could. But she actually said legally, her and Chaewon can drive.
Yeah, so they probably have license.
They just don't have any reason to actually drive.
Yeah, they get driven around everywhere.
They have chauffeurs taking them everywhere. Yeah. Everything in Korea, for the most part, it's walking distance, you know, like in Asia in general. No need for them to actually buy cars to drive around. Is she an opera singer? She is very famously known for, like, hitting those crazy opera vocals and sounds. Mm-hmm. That's probably why she was asked, but... she just said she's just classically trained, you know, from her vocal lessons and everything. But she does that, ho, 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 like all the crazy opera hits. Like, she's really talented. Woo. Last but not least, does she have a tattoo? No.
Nope. Not yet.
Not yet. Who knows? Kazuha's next. Kazuha was asked, what is she known for? What is Kazuha Nakamura best known for?
Obviously, her abs.
She said it herself. It was the abs. And they even said worldwide abs, if anything. Her hobbies, finding cafes.
Is that really a hobby? But
I guess, yeah. Anything, that's cool. Anything's a hobby. I guess she really goes around. And I mean, like I said, everything's walking distance. So you could probably like check out different cafes a lot easier. And there's so many cute different theme cafes, different types and styles.
That's
and
for sure. Like Korea has some of the best cafes.
Variety-wise, yeah. Korea is definitely up there with cafes. Her nickname, too easy.
Zuha.
And signature. I don't even know why this was even a question. What a random.
Maybe people were just trying to search what hers looked like.
And she said KZ.
Yes.
So she said letter Z as with Z instead. It's very interesting. I don't know how she learned that because she has Yunjin. So right. I don't know who's been teaching her like Zed. From like Europe. Or Australia, Zed or something like that. But and she's like hand signed it in the air, like oh, like that's gonna help. Mm. They didn't even do an outline of it, right. So they didn't even know what the hell it is. Last but not least, we have Yunche, our little Mangnae, who's not little anymore, apparently. All right, so the first question was perfect.
It's so funny too.
Why is Hong Yunche so young?
Yes, why?
And she's like, because I'm born in 2006. That's a good answer. That's true. Very true.
People are probably searching that because they're like, damn it, I like this member, but why is she not legal?
She's legal now.
She's legal now.
I'm sure one of our friends is very excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
I can actually look at her and be like, oh, yeah, she's really, really pretty. She's kind of hot now, actually. And that friend we're talking about is Kevin. I'm going to name drop him right there.
Yep.
He's very good with his pre-orders and mangnaes, apparently. Lord.
He's very proud of it.
An affinity for them for some reason. And Yunche is, yep, she's that exactly what she is. The interesting, oh, actually, we'll get there. We'll get there. Question is she the main dancer?
Is she? No.
I think she kind of is. All the members were like kind of like saying like, oh yeah, like look at her. And then she like got
up. Who is actually the main dancer?
I don't know. They're all pretty good. I would consider her part of it. No, they're all really good, though.
Yeah,
to
that's
be
what
honest.
I mean.
But I guess, you know, just give it. Everyone's just like, just give it to her. She's the baby. Just let her have this. She even got up and did like a dance. And, you know, Yunjin's just loud and pointing, as always. There, like, another question was, what is Star Diary? That is, if you're very familiar, when she was hosting. Was it Inkigayo or Music Bank?
I don't remember.
One of those shows. And she had, you know, it was a program for that show. And she kind of interviewed and had special guests from a lot of different idols. It was pretty fun and fantastic, to be honest. Like, all kinds and all many, like, from, like, different generations. Mm-hmm. We're talking, like, from 80s to, like, even, like, Nayeon. And it's just so many different artists she got to speak with. It's really cool if you want to check that out. And she's a really good host, too. Let's see. Last question, Haley. What is Yunche's aesthetic?
She likes to think it's mature.
She says her aesthetic right now is quote unquote mature because she thinks she's 20 years old. And the funniest shit was when Yunjin literally said, she's on the interview after she said mature, she's like, yeah, she just turned 18 a couple months ago.
18.
See?
18.
Fucking Yunjin knows.
Not 20.
Yunjin knows.
She probably thinks it's stupid too.
She probably does. And even though, like, in Korea, freaking Yunche is always bringing up, everyone's
I'm
bringing
20.
Up. She's 20. She's 18.
You're born in 2006. Do the math.
Do the simple math, woman. But regardless, yeah, she's eight, at least she's 18. Or I guess if you're in Korea, it's like, yes, 20.
Trust
which
me,
makes
you
it,
don't want to be older.
Oh, she
you
likes this mature
young.
Look. Maybe just a steady age. As soon as you hit 20, 21, just stay there forever. And yeah, that was pretty much it, I think, for that part. Oh, man, Haley, I'm so sorry. Should I just keep going? What do you think?
That's up to you.
Or do you want me to do a commercial?
You can just keep going.
I'll keep going then.
But it's still La Seraphim.
I mean, yeah, you're right. La Seraphim also kicked off their first stop of the world tour in Seoul. Mm-hmm. So that's all done. Haley, you're the one that had a note here.
You told me to write this.
Yunche crying at Seoul concerts.
Yeah, so I saw like a clip and I was like, oh my God, why is she crying?
Like,
she's
happy, they were,
no,
you know?
It wasn't.
Oh, no. Actually, you're right. You're right.
I guess it was because they were happy. But then she was like, they were singing. And I think she was just like remembering because like, prior to them singing that song and Yunche crying, Yunjin had done a speech and she was like touching on hate train that happened last year when they were at Coachella, why they turned off all their comments on their Instagram, which are now back.
Yeah, they turned on their comments again. But yeah,
it's been a year.
Coachella.
It was
it's
like
crazy
an anniversary
that they turned it on after. Yeah, mm-hmm. So wow.
1 year without like... Because, you know, they got so much hate for, like,
for weekend
their
one,
vocals.
For weekend one. Even though Chaewon, we for sure know she's the...
Right.
She's the ace of the group. She was fantastic both weekends.
Yeah, so I guess Yunjin had done a speech and then just, like, touching on all those emotions that they went through. And it was, like, a hard year for them. Because they got so much hate for it.
For that. And yeah. I'm sure, like, you know,
and
I hate it because of, like, all the hate and all that stuff. With all the drama with New Jeans going on, too.
Oh,
like,
that too.
All the bunnies.
It was, like, a really
all the crazy-ass bunnies
them.
Going after La Seraphim and Islet. It's just, it was such a mess, I'm sure.
Yeah, so Yunche was just crying because, like, you know, like, this is
super
their first,
emotional,
their
you know?
First stop, like, their first actual concert. And, like, they made it kind of thing. They got through all of that shit that they had to go through. So, yeah. So I was just like, oh, poor thing.
I know. I'm glad they're kind of over it. And it's crazy because it's exactly a full year ago with Coachella Weekend 2 just
right,
ending.
Yeah.
And they're them just starting their their world tour. Mm-hmm. Awesomely enough, one of Yunjin's mothers, her other mom, her K-pop mom, Jiho, which a lot of people always say they are so similar. I get it because of the eyes. You know,
yeah.
They have the like the pretty big eyes. And she was actually there. So Gio was there by herself, it looks like, to support her daughter, Jennifer Yunjin. It's funny enough, though, that people were also teasing Gio on Bubble. I don't know if you saw this.
I did.
So people, like, after I think Gio posted also, and they showed Gio on the big screen for La Seraphim, too, at the concert. But, yeah, so back when she was on, so I guess, you know, sometime after, a little bit after the concert, she was on Bubble and making posts. And people started teasing Jiho about her looking like Yunjin. Like, Jiho put a post and someone was like, Yunjin? Like, question mark? And then Gio was just, like, laughing, like, on her reply. And then she's like, stop it.
Because they know.
They know. They definitely know. So that's pretty funny. I really hope we get some crumbs of, like, Yunjin and Jiho crumbs. That would be pretty fun. And the other thing, too, which was crazy, was Islet, they posted it on their social media stuff. Mm-hmm. So after Le Sserafim's concert, Cat's Eye and Islet, all three HYBE groups RIP. Were seen together and they took one big group photo with all the HYBE girl groups.
Right, this, it's like all their hands were like in the middle.
In the middle, like, yeah, like all their hands together in the middle. Then
like
they all
team, like, yay.
Then they also took a regular photo too, all together. Mm-hmm. But it was posted on, I think, like Islet's official thing, like a couple days after or a day or so after. And it just made me think, this is all backstage after Le Sserafim finished their concert. What could have been if Minhee Jin wasn't fucking psycho and crazy?
Like, New Jeans would have been there.
New Jeans would have 100% been there. We could have maybe had a new game caterers, HYBE game caterers with all these groups. Oh, it's like so ruined, and it's just like it's stung. I'm not gonna lie, as like a bunny, like it's just stung, like seeing it, and it's like fuck.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like, and none of the New Jeans met, like, no one was at the Le Sserafim concert. I don't know if they were, like, probably told not to. I don't know if it's, like, like, that, too. Because one of my friends, they were, like, saying, like, oh, man, they weren't even at the concert. I'm like, I don't know if they should be. Because it's going to be.
If they're seen there. If they're seen there,
it's going to be really bad. Either way, it was just super fucking depressing and sad not knowing that. But I guess it's nice seeing all the girls get together.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, last ad break right here. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, because you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. We're available on pretty much all podcast streaming platforms every Thursday. If you're still here, thank you for still being here. We do have we're almost there. The light at the end of the tunnel.
This is a long-ass episode.
There's just so much is going on. And Haley, where else can they check us out? What can they do?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast and DM us there with also your giveaway entry for Blackpink's Lisa Alter Ego
signed
jewel case.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, so don't forget to just drop us your Blackpink bias, Blackpink member that you enjoyed their solo the most, or if you enjoyed all of them equally, go for it, let us know, and your favorite song. There you go. From Blackpink's solos,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
Haley, with that said, I think we could get started on with the last part. We're going to be talking about Coldplay, BTS, because BTS is part of that right now, and then ending with some Stray Kids notes. Coldplay, wow. Their global reach, you know, they finally hit Korea, and they've been doing amazing. They're huge globally.
Right. People in the entire love world. Coldplay.
And of course, more recently in recent history, they've been like getting really popular and up there with Korea because they've been collaborating, especially with BTS.
Of course.
Jin. With Jin, but besides Jin, just BTS, right? Like in general. They've been doing a lot of different things. This is like, you know, before they all went to the military too. So it's been a while. It was really cool. Coldplay was currently in Korea for their tour for, I think, six different nights.
Six nights?
Yeah, a few nights already have passed.
That's crazy.
It is pretty crazy. And all the K-pop acts that are performing with them is even crazier, Haley.
That's true.
They have one of the fucking craziest openers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? So the openers for Coldplay...
For
in
day
Korea,
one, right?
Day one, and I think a couple, I don't, was it, I'm not 100% sure if there's multiple days. I think they have multiple days.
Yeah.
Opener for Coldplay, twice, the twice that sold out freaking Las Vegas Allegiant, freaking SoFi over here in LA. That twice was opening up for them.
That's nuts.
And they also performed, that one song, We Pray, which they have, like, now they even have a twice version on Spotify, Apple Music, like an actual recorded version with Chris Martin and Eliana.
Yeah.
Who Eliana was actually there too when they performed that. But let me just give you a breakdown what happened with the opener. Twice is the opener. Can you believe it? It's crazy because, you know, during openers, it's like everything is still dark. It's just the regular lights on them, spotlights. There's like nothing on the stage, no screens, nothing going on really. And, It's because it's like blacked out. Like all the instruments are just, you know, covered up still in the back. They had a really long extended stage. Mm-hmm. Like it was really long. You could fit all the members of Twice and they still didn't even reach the end.
My God.
During like their performances. And their set list was pretty crazy. They had 10 songs.
A lot of songs.
So Once got fed. There was a lot of Once in the crowd. You saw so many candy bongs. They performed Strategy, Fancy, Feel Special, TT, What Is Love, Cheer Up, Heart Shaker, Alcohol Free, Talk That Talk, ended, of course, with their favorite song to always end on,
Dance the Night Away.
Mm-hmm. So that was pretty amazing. Then, like, throughout the course of, like, the different days, Coldplay had different guests.
Mm-hmm.
The second guest we'll talk about in just a moment, but the third guest that they had was Rosé.
Yeah, that was really unexpected.
Like, they did a good job. They, like, he, like, faked it, and he was playing, like, Apata.
Yeah.
And he was, like, trying to figure it out and sing it, and he was playing on the piano. Then they kept singing it. Then they played the backtrack of the song.
And then Rosé was
then Rosé fucking just popped out.
Yeah, she's like, that's not how it goes, Chris. And then, like, she comes out, and then they start singing together. They did it twice.
Yeah. So they finished the whole song. Chris Martin, he's crazy. And so he's the only person that could do it. He's like,
let's go again.
You know, that was so much fun. Let's do it again. They literally performed the whole fucking song again.
I don't know if Rosé knew they were going to do it again. Because she looked surprised. She's like, huh?
And then Chris Martin
was for real. Then she did the whole song again.
She did not know that this man was going to do something like that.
And of course, Chris Martin, he sang Bruno Mars's parts.
So that was pretty crazy. I mean, there was a lot of artists that were watching, too. Like, there was, a lot of the members from ITZY were, like, posting. I don't think Yeji was there, but they started, like, reposting, like, their different IG stories of them at the concert.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure so many went.
There's so many famous people there. And then the second guest, Haley, we could talk about this for part of the BTS section. Was, of course, Worldwide Handsome.
Yes, so Jin was there at the Coldplay concert, and it was a surprise appearance. I don't know if it was really a surprise, because I feel like people kind of knew that he was going to show up.
Yeah, because this man performed, though. Like, he did a, like, practice, right?
Yeah, they heard, like, the
some type of sound check practice.
Mm-hmm. Like, they heard Astronaut, and then...
Oh, my God. My Universe, too, right?
My Universe, yeah.
So it's like, they kind of knew, unless you didn't know at all and kept in the dark, which was cool. Right. It would have been more of a surprise.
Yeah, I would have been like, oh my God.
Well, you wouldn't have known, because they had this whole thing. It was really good. Really good how they did it.
Yeah, so basically there's a segment during Coldplay's concert where Chris goes around and he asks everyone to, like, raise their signs so he can read them and interact them. So he'll be like, oh, so you're getting married tomorrow. Congratulations. Oh, like... And, like, he would just read everybody's signs.
That was really cool. Yeah, that was a good idea. And it was nice because he actually, like, did read signs.
Yeah, like, he's like, oh, you came from Australia, like, hi, and everything like that. So he was going around the crowd reading all the signs.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you saw us in 2017. Oh, I remember you. Yeah, I saw you.
Like, I remember you, man. Like, do you really, though? But that was nice of him to say. So basically, there was one sign that said, my bro, please pick me. I can sing Astronaut with you. So Chris Martin, like, pulled this person off on stage. He's like, okay, come up on stage. He's like, can you show the sign to the audience? And then, like, as he was showing it, and then they saw that it was Jin. It's obviously all a skit,
it's
guys.
It's a skit, but then, like,
but it's so wholesome,
what,
though.
But what a treat, like, for the people that... There's a lot of people genuinely in the crowd that didn't know
right.
that this was going to happen. So, wow, what... Like, because, I mean, like, every day is different.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So, like, this was by... You don't know who you're going to get. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So, Jin goes up on stage. And then when Chris sees that it's Jin, he basically looks so excited and happy. And then he bows. He, like, gets on his knees and bows down.
That picture that, like, is iconic,
so
right?
Cute.
Where they're both bowing to each other on the floor. I remember seeing it everywhere. They both reposted it.
They did.
Everywhere.
And so they performed Astronaut together.
It was just a piano, like, acoustic
version. So they were both seated down on the piano, and Jin was next to Chris. I cried because, like...
Of course you did.
Oh, my God. Because, like, I remember, like, 2 years... It's been two years and 6 months since we saw Jin perform with Coldplay before he left for the military.
I forgot where in South America. Yeah. Oh, man. That was iconic.
We cried during that performance. And then just seeing him back, like, 2 years and, like, 2.5 years later... It just doesn't even feel like it. He just left yesterday and he's already back.
It's like there was a gap in time. Like we just skipped through it and he's here already. And
it's insane. Like I got really emotional. And
Chris Martin is one of the only few people that could give Jin a kiss. Like he kissed his back. I mean, that's how he is though. Chris Martin is that type of person. Cute. He like kissed the back of his head or his neck or something.
Yeah, it's like his son basically. His Korean son.
He's like
son.
Older brother if anything. Mm-hmm. Like if anything, he looks at
him
that
my
way.
Brother basically. So they sang Astronaut and then they also did My Universe together, which is obviously the BTS song that they did with Coldplay. What was really cool is Jin did all the vocals.
Yeah, for all the vocal line parts.
Not the rapping.
Yeah, the rapping, it was still...
They played the backtrack that. But
fuck,
it
was like...
so good.
I was like, holy shit, Jin is actually singing like Jungkook's part, Jimin's part. Obviously, he's singing his part. But like... Oh,
and
man.
Did he do
Tae? Yeah, he did Tae. Oh, yeah, because Tae, it was supposed to be the deep part, but he did it
in his voice, obviously.
Freak, that was
it
amazing.
It was so good. Yeah, so they did that. And then,
I'm not going to lie, like, my eyes got watery because I was like, because they replayed the song a little bit, like, over for Astronaut.
Chris Martin always does that. He's like, okay, again.
And then, yeah, for, like, Astronaut, then they did for My Universe. But, yeah, like, for something about the Astronaut, man, like,
yeah,
it's just, like,
it
a very emotional song. Plus the lyrics, too. It's really fantastic. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What a treat that
so
was.
So, obviously, that was, like, such an amazing, that sounded so, like, weird, amazing reunion for ARMY. Like, just seeing that, like, 2.5 years later. Insane. Speaking more of Jin, so he actually released a new set of teaser photos for, like, his upcoming album, Echo, which is not releasing until, like, the end of May. But, you know,
we'll talk about it more, obviously, when it gets closer.
But it's funny because the concept photos, he has, like, a full-on mullet, like, rock star mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's the style that he's going for. He has, like, a shaggy mullet hairdo and has, like, a leather jacket to match. So I'm really excited to hear what this album is going to be when it finally releases. Moving on to Stray Kids. Are you going to say something?
No, I was looking at the thing. Is it this?
No, there's
because
other ones.
There's other ones. Yeah, I saw the
mullet.
This, yeah, I saw that one. But like,
that's the one that stood out
looks,
for me.
He looks like Bruce Lee. Oh my God. But no, because I also saw these recent ones where he looks like a really like... He looks like an anime
like
character.
A zaddy.
He looks like he looks like someone from one of your games that you play, Haley. He looks like something out of Lads. Because I mean, like he still has his look.
Of course,
but
yeah,
it's
I
like,
prefer that.
So he has the rock star Bruce Lee mullet. Then he also has like the super like fuckboy like cool looking
exactly.
zaddy outfit, right?
Yes. So, Stray Kids. I only have a little bit of Stray Kids news here. So, everyone's always excited when Stray Kids actually does a trend, like a TikTok trend or dance challenge trend, when it is actually still relevant, because I feel like they're very lacking in that, and they'll do the trend maybe like 6 months after it's already done. So, they did that one that's been going around amongst all K-pop idols right now. It's the Ice Cream Challenge. So Changbin, IN, and Felix did it, and I was really excited to hear them do this, and I was like, oh my God, of course Changbin would do it. It's such like a cute challenge. But if you guys haven't heard of it, I'm sure you have. It's that Japanese one where they're like, Ruby-chan,
hi, nanigaski,
jotominto yori mo anata. So they're basically talking about ice cream flavors.
And it's crazy because so many idols and just like random celebrities and other just like people just doing this.
The
challenge.
One that stands out to me the most still is freaking the one with ATEEZ with San because he did not want to be there.
Bro, this man was like, fuck my life.
He was acting all super cute. And then like Seonghwa and Yuno were like very, very into it. And San was just like, okay, I'm done. Like, please, just let me go.
And then, I mean, even, like, I think Le Sserafim posted it,
everybody
too.
Everybody has
like,
done it.
I'm,
Boy Next Door
find
has done it.
It.
It's really... I love this challenge. Honestly.
It's a great challenge. You're right. Fantastic.
But, yeah, they're basically talking about ice cream flavors, and they're saying, like, oh, chocolate mint is my favorite flavor, but I like you more. That's basically what the song is about. And then one last thing here. Stray Kids was nominated for Fave K-pop artists at the 2025 American Music Awards, which are happening May 26th.
Well, so that's next month.
Something to look forward to.
That, isn't that like, isn't that the before AMAs. Their concert?
Yes. Yeah.
When are we seeing them?
May 31st.
Yeah, so it's going to be around that time.
Maybe they'll be here.
Well, no shit.
No, they will be here, but for the award show, maybe.
Most likely, if they're going to be around here already touring. Yeah, that looks like it's it. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in for this full hefty dose episode of K-pop talk news and updates. Every Thursday, you could catch us here. It's me, Joko, of course, Haley over here.
Hi,
And then don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. And Haley, where else can they check us out and what can they actually do there right now?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And please DM us there if you want to just chat. But also we have a giveaway going on right now for Lisa's Ulta Ego jewel case signed version. And if you want to win this, please send us who your Blackpink bias is. What is your favorite Blackpink solo solo album right now, whether it's Jennie, Lisa, Rosé, or Jisoo's album, and then tell us which songs you like from their album.
And also, if you don't remember, I did ask you all to let us know if you're interested in the Q&A episode, if Haley and I should do that, and also send us questions if you want to get this going, and you know, we'll talk about it, and if we get a good response from a lot of you guys, we will probably, maybe, possibly start it next month, depending on, like, how many questions we get and how receptive if people are interested in it. And that special, quick, small bonus episode, probably just, like, nothing more than 20 to 30 minutes long. And that will be maybe on Sundays or Mondays. We'll kind of get a feel for that as well. So thank you again for tuning in, as always, wherever you are in the globe. Please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace!
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.